There is something you should not overlook amid all of Apple's talk today about bigger phone screens and electronics that you can wear. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The way some people put ketchup on their fries, Apple's expected to pour words like amazing and awesome all over its script at its product launch in California today. After all the articles about what an Apple wristwatch might look like, it's now time to actually see what that company has to offer. What might get overshadowed is expected news today that could make the economy an even more liquid place. It's about an Apple new mobile payment system in which you wave a device like a magic wand at the point of sale. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
Europeans can simply tap their credit cards, and it's more secure. Many African countries use mobile payment systems because they're more convenient, safer than cash. But the U.S. has historically lagged a bit when it comes to adopting new payment technologies, says Deborah Baxley, a principal at Capgemini.
In some ways, the good is the enemy of the better.
Our current system actually works pretty well.
From the consumer's point of view, it's very fast and convenient.
Plus, there's a chicken and egg problem. Merchants don't want to install the new technology until there's widespread adoption. Rajesh Kandaswamy, a research director at Gartner, says the real promise isn't just replacing a plastic card.
If you are able to do that along with other things, for instance, with your discounts, deals automatically applying, that is interesting for the consumer.
If Apple adds this payment technology to its devices, it could be a big boost. Maybe enough to push a future technology into the now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, Home Depot is grappling with what happens when thieves intercept payment information. Confirming reports that first surfaced last week, the big box hardware and garden chain is confirming that its payment systems in the U.S. and Canada were hacked, perhaps as early as April of this year. This suggests the cyber attack lasted much longer than the infamous Target stores hack. Home Depot is now working to purge its systems of malware and says its customers won't be liable for any fraudulent charges that turn up. What is called the JOLTS survey is expected out later this morning. How many job openings and what about workplace turnover? This monthly report's star has risen each time Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen mentions it when discussing the health of the economy. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains just what JOLTS is trying to measure.
If you boil it down, JOLTS gauges how secure workers feel about the job market.
Very happy at my current job, but if push came to shove, I'd feel very comfortable being able to get a job within 2 weeks to a month.
Kansas City-based marketer Wayne Larson sounds confident, but the 26-year-old actually doesn't much trust the labor market, which is why, on top of his 9-to-5, Larson networks.
You know, sometimes my girlfriend asks, gosh, why are you always out there having coffee with somebody? And it's because you got to do that.
Economist Dean Baker says you've got a strong economy when workers feel like they can quit tomorrow, minus the coffee sit-downs. He says JOLTS data shows workers' confidence still hasn't returned to pre-recession levels.
Well, you still have a very weak labor market, and what we really want to focus on is getting more jobs.
What Baker means is keeping interest rates low. Wayne Larson's no economist. He says he just lives by a simple creed.
If you're not grinding, you're not getting.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
What does being economically secure, or its antithesis, economic insecurity, mean in 2014 America? Wealthier people in America have been raising their standards for what they consider economic security, even as people struggling with less are lowering their standards about what they see as acceptable. That's among the findings of a new book called Cut Adrift, Families in Insecure Times. Its author, Stanford sociologist Marianne Cooper, joins us now. Dr. Cooper, good morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So reading your book, there's so many individuals I could have singled out. But let's talk about a woman that you met on a checkout line at a big box retailer. Her name, Laura Delgado?
Yes.
Now, she tries mightily to stay positive, but only by what? Vastly lowering really what she's expecting her life to be.
Yeah, in the book, I look at how families respond to this volatility and this insecurity. They lower their expectations and try to get themselves to be okay with having less. And so one time, Laura described the lack of heat in her house as camping to me. and said it was cute because she and the kids would be huddled in the living room in their sleeping bags. And so what she's doing that moment is repackaging symbols of insecurity like the lack of heat with symbols of security like family bonding.
Now, as economic security slips away for so many, it's different for people with means. They may also face income volatility, but if they are in a period where they're doing well, they're what? Your book talks about they're building even more security for themselves.
Yeah, I found among affluent families that in contrast to what Laura did is they actually scaled up their expectations for what they needed for security. Many affluent fathers I spoke with said that they would want a net worth north of $10 million to feel completely financially secure.
What is your time exploring insecurity with American families? Say, do you think about the American dream?
Well, it's just that. It's a dream. And what I found is that people had let go of their dreams because something outside of their control, like a layoff, comes along and just blows it for them. So people are more concerned with holding on to what they have than they are with earning more. Owning a home has been replaced by wanting to be debt-free and have financial stability. So really the personal and societal cost to all of this is that people no longer dream.
Marianne Cooper is a Stanford sociologist. Her new book is called Cut Adrift, Families in Insecure Times. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Cooper, by the way, was the lead researcher on a very different book recently, Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, the Facebook COO's bestseller on women and leadership. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.